Welcome to Five to Focus, a weekly podcast helping you center on Jesus by applying the Bible to life's struggles. Ryan Strother is your host. Now set aside any distractions and get focused.
Thanks again for listening to this week's episode as we've been talking about Scripture. We can confidently follow God's word, and we can understand it as one big account of God's plan of redemption. Well, this week we're going to start looking at four specific roles that Scripture plays in our lives. One of my favorite verses in all of the Bible is 2 Timothy 3:16. That verse says, "All Scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness." This verse reveals at least four specific roles of Scripture: teaching, rebuking or reproof, correction, and training in righteousness. It's almost a cycle of how the Scripture can work in your life. And so all of that's found in just this one verse, and it's backed up by just the entire teaching of Scripture. So let's focus today on the first role of Scripture in your life, which is teaching. This is what the Bible can do in your life. Now, we know what teaching is. You can probably think of some of your favorite teachers from over the years. Maybe even remember some of the lessons that they taught you. A teacher impacts you. They impart wisdom. They teach you what has happened. And before I became a pastor, I was a seventh grade social studies teacher. That's what I went to college to do, was to teach. And when I took that job in the school, I was given a curriculum, and it had specific standards, and it had specific objectives. And we would be monitored, and we would be assessed and evaluated throughout the year as we were teaching to make sure that we were reaching those standards and objectives. Any teacher today would understand that. Well, the Bible is similar in that regard. We have 66 books containing the words of God, and let me suggest that we find part of its purpose or its standard or its objective. Part of that is found in Romans chapter 15, verse 4. And let me read that verse to you. It says, Romans 15, 4, "For whatever was written in former days was written for our instruction, that through endurance and through the encouragement of the Scriptures, we might have hope." Did you catch that? We might have hope. You know, in part, the Bible instills hope. But beyond just instilling hope, we know that the Bible teaches about a number of topics. It teaches about the beginning of all humanity and the creation of all of nature. It talks about the origin of nations and people groups, many of which are still existing today. It gives historically accurate accounts that are continually confirmed by archaeological discoveries. The Bible will teach you how to be at peace in a chaotic world. It will teach you how to live in harmony with others. It will teach you how to handle problems that you'll face in life. It teaches you so many other things than these. The Bible teaches you, and teaching it is a major priority for all Christians. Do you realize that Jesus told us in the Great Commission of Matthew chapter 28, verse 19 and 20, He said, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." Now listen, "teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I'm with you always to the very end of the age." You see, the Bible will teach you about all of life and godliness. I'm going to read 2 Peter 1:3 to you. It says, "His divine power has granted us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of Him who called us to His own glory and excellence." You see, His divine power grants to you all things that pertain to life and godliness, and that comes through the knowledge of Him. Well, how do we know about God? We know through His Word. You see, this is how it starts. The Bible will teach you. It will teach you all about life. It will teach you all about godliness. It will give you the foundation in which you need to exist into this world and to thrive in this world and to have purpose in this world. And it will certainly tell you what you need to know for how you can spend an eternity with Christ. It's how it starts. The Bible teaches you, but you have to listen and learn. I believe it was Thomas Paine that said, "The Bible is a book that has been read more and examined less than any book that ever existed." So make a commitment to learn from the Bible. Read it. Follow a reading plan. Get a study Bible, which has notes to help you understand certain passages which you might not quite understand at the time. Let the Scripture teach you. And next week, we'll look at what else the Bible does when you spend time with it. I'll talk with you then.
Thanks for listening to Five to Focus. Make sure you subscribe and catch next week's episode as you stay centered on Jesus.